the land at Meadowcroft House backing onto Meadowcroft Close. There's been a total devastation of the trees. You described yourself as shocked when you visited the site over the weekend with what you saw.
I was completely shocked, Neil, and we had no prior notification of anything like this going on. And to be honest, if we had, we would have made sure that it couldn't happen. It was done over the weekend when our officers who worked normal hours were not available, and we were completely shocked. I went to visit the property on Monday morning with the deputy leader, Tony Schofield, and we were visibly upset, both of us, by what we saw. It was quite a disaster area.
Now, Suzy Radio has been speaking with some of the residents there who are deeply upset, is probably the best way I can put this, about what has happened. What can you say to them to reassure them that things are now being looked into and things will cease?
Well, the first thing I did, I did speak to some residents myself when I was down there. And then the first thing that we had to do was, there weren't many trees left on the Meadowcroft site. And my first aim was to make sure what was left was protected. I spoke to our planning department, I spoke to our legal department, and we immediately put in motion a tree protection order to cover the site to make sure that what was left standing can stay standing. And that was served this morning.
Has this affected the hard work you have done as planning scene policy portfolio holder in Hawley, working towards the new business development and the working relationship between Reigate and Banstead and Hawley councils with the local residents?
I think obviously local residents are going to be upset, and I just want to assure them that we honestly had nothing to do with this, Neil. We didn't know about it. The site is not owned by us. And no planning permission or planning agreement has been done for any of the site at the moment. It's a very long process, the planning for this. And we've started it, and we started it with good consultation with councillors, with interested groups, and obviously with the landowners. And the SPD that is in process at the moment, the draft, this is a supplementary planning document. So it's not a policy change, but it's to express our vision, to establish a clear vision for the site. And I think the one thing that came out of the early consultations was the fact that they could see that our vision was of something different, that took into account lots of factors and tried to provide something for all our residents, both in terms of leisure, social value, and the employment which the site was allocated in the DMP for.
Now, this has obviously gone some way to harm in that relationship, quite obviously. But East Surrey MP Claire Coutinho got involved last night and issued an update. She was clearly appalled by discussions she'd had with yourself.
Yeah, indeed, because Claire's very keen on the environmental issues. She's done a lot of work on the Surrey area of national outstanding natural beauty that is under boundary review at the moment. She's worked over in Lingfield with the nature reserve over there, and she's very conscious of these issues. And she was definitely upset and wanted to, lend her support in whatever can be done to sort this out.
Now, local residents, in speaking to us last evening, have mentioned they have been in touch with the Forestry Commission to look into this. I mean, obviously, the Forestry Commission can levy, I believe, unlimited fines to people who fell trees unnecessarily when they meet their criteria. Now, how would this affect the whole scheme of things?
I've lost you, Neil.
I'm just saying there, Councillor Biggs, the local residents, obviously clearly upset by this, have approached the Forestry Commission to investigate the felling of these trees as well. And obviously, if they meet the Forestry Commission's criteria, I believe it's an unlimited fine that could be levied against perpetrators.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the Forestry Commission visited today, and they were quite clear that it was an area that would have required a full felling licence, didn't come under the areas that could be exempt from that, and the Borough Council will be giving full support to the Forestry Commission in whatever action they decide to take against the perpetrators.
Now, I know also the residents actually challenged the contractors to show them their licence they had for doing this damage to the woodland there, and they were unable to provide, in fact, walked away shrugging their shoulders.
Yeah, as I say, and because it was a Sunday, the residents had very little recourse apart from speaking to contractors. Work like this of tree felling, and that has to go on to protect woodland, etc., but not in this way. And these companies should know what they need to do. It is that they wouldn't have got a license to do this much devastation in an area. It just is not acceptable, wouldn't have been acceptable. And as I say, the Borough Council will do everything they can to support the Forestry Commission, whose role it is to enforce.
Now, Reigate and Bansted Borough Council are obviously doing a full investigation. I believe have issued a statement today. Are they any closer to challenging the contractors and who employed them?
No, at the moment, this will come under the Forestry Commission's work. So Reigate and Bansted's tree officer visited today with the Forestry Commission and is aware of the situation, gave his expertise as well to the discussions with the Forestry Commission, and we will have to wait for them to let us know what the outcome of their investigation is, and we will be working closely with them.
Councillor Richard Biggs, thank you for speaking to us here at Susie Radio.
No problem at all, Neil. And can I just assure residents that we will continue to do everything we can to make sure that things like this do not happen again. We're doing a lot of work on the rest of the land and to make sure that important trees and important areas are properly protected.